from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN on a Friday. Round two of the FedEx St. Jude Championship underway out of TPC Southwind. Chris Kirk, talked about him yesterday, got the hole in one. Was your first round leader, card 664. There's already a new leader today. Denny McCarthy is 5 under already today to put him 9 under for the tournament. He is through 14. Obviously, Kirk and the other leaders will tee off here a little bit later. But the second round of the FedEx St. Jude Championship is underway. I cannot wait to hear what John Martin has to think once he's out there a little bit later on this weekend. We got the Grizzlies' full schedule release yesterday. Very happy about that. There you go. That's what I was waiting on. That growl. And I think my partner breaks it down best. Do it, John.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to say less. You go ahead. Break it down.
Yeah, the schedule? 41 games home, 41 games road. But I do want to say
you're
something.
You're doing the best job on this.
I want to say something that's incredibly important, and I mean this, because one of the things that we are trying to do more of as a show specifically, I want to specify it, as a show, is we want to explore and we want to reflect. We want to do those two things. Now, if we do those two things every day, that's a full day.
You've been playing since Juneteenth.
We did it on Juneteenth. We took the whole day off and we reflected and explored. And
you added those words to your vocabulary that day.
And yesterday, we did in fact get the news that we will be reflecting and exploring as a show for the third hour on Monday, January 20th.
For the Grizz on MLK.
Game tips at 1:30 Memphis time against the Timberwolves. Great game. Fantastic.
Fantastic matchup.
And Edwards, Cat, Rudy Gobert.
TNT.
Here in Memphis. Mike Conley. And, TNT. So a prime time slot. Pregame is 30 minutes, right, Brad? Yeah. So we will be doing an 11-1 show, and we will be paid in full for that day.
Again, I think Jeffrey's topping you while you're sitting here bragging, because his starts at 2.
Yeah, he will not be on that day.
He's got a whole. Yeah,
he will not be.
Now he'll be on with Jeff.
Yes,
obviously, but his show will not.
But typically, this is the first time since we've ever done the show in 8 years that we've ever had a game hit during our time slot, and so our cries were heard. There's no doubt about it that we sat back and we watched 2-4 benefit. We watched 4-6 at that time. Now obviously 4-7 benefit. And you know, we never felt any of that. We never got any of that. And so we're going to take that time that would have otherwise been spent blabbering. We're going to take that time to reflect and explore elsewhere around the city of Memphis and not on the airwaves. So we're looking forward to that. The countdown to January 20th starts now. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, there's one thing that, you know, we can do well. And that's countdown to a vacation. And that's what we'll be doing that day. But again, it's not a vacation. It's reflection and exploration.
You should be going down to the Civil Rights Museum
exactly,
that extra
exactly,
hour.
Exactly right. So how we choose to use our hour is up to us. So there will be no mandating.
You ain't going to reflect. You're just going to drive up out of here.
When I drive out of here.
Drive straight into your cove.
I'll be reflecting incredibly hard. I will reflect harder than anyone you've ever met.
You keep on playing with it.
So anyway,
a storm going to come your way.
Not during 1 o'clock hour on January 20th. I'll be somewhere else. but for here now, we're here today. We're doing the full show 11 to 2 on August the 16th, 2024.
Grateful to do it.
And, the schedule's out for the Memphis Grizzlies. And I guess we'll, you know, they're
soft start.
Right. I mean,
national television appearances.
Right. There you go. That's your schedule analysis.
Yeah, we know we're not on Christmas. As you said, we know what we got in the in-season tournament.
Yep.
What the heck you call that thing?
The NBA Cup.
But there's a brand name that goes with it.
Is it an Emirates?
Yeah, something like that. I think you have to say that, John.
I don't have to say a damn thing.
I thought you have to say Emirates.
Yeah, they don't call us like the local people do.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you are really a corporate shill, aren't you?
I'm just saying, bro.
You don't let me call it the Liberty Bowl. You don't let me call it the NBA Cup. I think there's another thing you don't let me call it.
Again, those folks pay.
They don't pay me.
For you to call it that.
They don't pay me. If they want to pay me, I'll call it whatever the hell I'll call it Humpty Dumpty.
Actually, I kind of follow your logic, John.
Thank you. If you know, are you getting a check from the Emirates?
We know what John's logic is. Don't get like him, Brad. Ungrateful.
I know. I've been hanging out with John too damn much. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to bond too much with John.
I'm
starting to get greedy.
Yeah, that storm cloud going to come
out. Yeah, let me take that back. I regret that.
It's very simple. If you pay, I play. It's just that simple.
Bro, we know.
It's Sam Ponder over here talking smack.
We know how you get down.
Yeah, like, it's just that simple, man. Like,
ain't been to top since.
No, that's not true. Well, that specific top.
Yeah. What restaurant?
That is true. But again, happy to visit again. Happy to one day again
be a patron.
We know
how you get down.
Sonic's nearby.
The thing about it is, it's very simple. I will become a champion for you if you request that. I will be your biggest advocate. But if you don't, I won't. And again, that's sort of, I think, exemplified in the fact that most of our sponsors with this show have been here for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Because they know. They know what it means to have Jason and John behind the brand.
We are extremely grateful to have
them. Oh, 100%.
100%. Yeah.
Couldn't be more grateful.
The most grateful.
That's where I come in.
For the people that have been with us and are with us, there is no question about
that.
We are so grateful and look forward to potentially adding.
Thank you for that.
Potentially adding. You know, we just got word from our sales team that there is still room. Call now.
Scott Spiropoulos. You can hit him through the website. There's a link for sales on the website, 929ESPN.com.
Call now. If you have a business and you want a bullhorn and you want potential growth.
Now, we get people all the time inquiring. If you want to inquire, there's a link for advertising on the website. Scott Spiropoulos is a local sales manager. He will get you on.
I can't help you with that. Because inevitably, it's going to come down to numbers. I've had that happen before, right?
We want people to invest.
Right. I can't get you to the finish line, right? So while I'd love for anybody to advertise, I would say I am not the person that does that. I'm in it, but you gotta hit that link at the website. But again, only advertise with us if you want your business to grow. Don't do it if you don't want your business to grow. Okay? If you're one of those people that you're just kind of comfortable with where you are, you know, you don't really want to expand because you don't want to worry about the mo money, mo problems thing, don't advertise with us. But if you want to grow and you want prosperity, then call us. It's just that simple. So anyway, lots to get to on the show today. We had preseason last night in the NFL. Money Milton took the field once again.
Money Milton.
Maybe made a believer out of someone on this show. Not named me because I was already sort of in that camp. We'll see if he converted Jason last night, who was watching live on NFL Network.
Sure was.
Also, Drake May got extensive time, so maybe some thoughts there.
Yeah.
Today on the show. 11:25, Anthony Stang going to join us in studio. We'll talk to him about the 41 road, 41 home.
Jaws return, redemption season.
The Jaws 2 model is out, I think.
So, all I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Yeah.
Because we're only on 9 times.
Yeah, so anyway, we will talk to Anthony Sain about all of that at 11:25. 12:25, looking forward to this, Brooks Monaghan is going to join us to talk about a few things. One is 300th win last night.
Congratulations.
For him at the University of Memphis. Yeah, one of 17 to do it at the same school, to win 300 games at the same school.
Right, I mean, 45 have done it in terms of overall 300, but only 17, as John said, have done it at the same place. And John, I'm sure, will ask him again, why do you continue to stay?
Yes, yes, why do you continue to stay? I might ask
this is his 25th year.
I might ask him a variation of that question. You know, now we have to get creative with how we ask that, because you want to get a different answer.
I'm sure he's expecting it
right,
from
right,
you.
Right, 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 right.
Because again, though, why would a guy like this not be coveted? Of
yes.
course he would be coveted.
Yes.
But it's back-to-back AAC titles, back-to-back Sweet 16s. He just continues to put winners out there and produce them. New faces every year, it feels like, and yet the same success. And yet this Memphian mm-hmm. has decided to stay here and do it at Memphis. It's very rare.
Love it.
As evidenced by the fact that only 17 have done it.
Love
same
it.
Same school.
So we'll talk to him at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Gabe Kuhn from The Gabe Kuhn Show is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk all things Memphis football with him, the new renovations at Simmons Bank, and more. So that's the show today. Just got the email. Your ESPN Fantasy Football League has been reactivated.
I see it.
You could say what you want about me, but I am a person who gets solutions. I am a person that gets things done. And so you'll be hearing very soon about...
I was just asking about that.
Draft dates.
You are a man of
action. For this league?
For our league.
Hey!
The email just came through. I just asked John the question off air, and an email is produced. That's what he's telling you. He's telling you...
Did you do it, John?
When he addresses things...
That's right.
They happen.
No,
right.
But for a second here, because I love you, John. Did you make this literally happen, or are you pulling my leg?
Oh, no.
I was the catalyst.
You executed.
That's right. I got it done.
You're a damn doer, bro.
When it's time,
nut cutting time, as we call it.
That's
here.
Right, man. I mean, if it's so, we have to do it, right?
I can tell you two jabronis
league.
Are excited about this season.
I'm not excited about you two seasons.
I am absolutely awful in fantasy. I don't know why that
this
is.
Guy,
like,
yeah.
I can win on betting the game, but I can't put together a good fantasy team.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
And I was close last year,
but anyway, look,
I did have a redeemed.
Who won last year?
Team
Gabe
last
did,
year.
And it was close. He got me by a half point.
I still resent. Gabe Ford coming
yes.
into our league
gotcha.
And winning it the first year, like he just knows what he's
like
doing.
Like he's some damn boss.
Well, I'm trying to cut down the amount of fantasy teams that I have.
Everybody's doing it.
I'm glad we're in the cut, though. At
it's
least
like a diet.
I used to look at Jeff. Now I will say this: I think Jeffrey should be in this league.
He can replace Mark. Mark, he was always not. He was always too good for our league.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get back in for Mark.
He will not.
I think you should be in this league. However,
he's above it.
I do understand I'm in too many. ETC. Like, I get that, because you're just like, I don't even know what I have. I got to go hit the waiver wire in this league. I hit the waiver wire in that league. Like, I don't even know what I need. And so I get it. I understand it, you know. So I'm going to try to keep it to two or three this year. I think it was like five or six last season, you know. So it's just, you're right. It's just excessive. So anyway, that's the show today. Looking forward to it. But the Memphis Grizzlies schedule is out. They start the season on the road at the Utah Jazz. Then they're at Houston. They fly back to Memphis, and they have a home opener against Orlando Magic. Orlando
John's
Magic.
Favorite team.
Orlando Magic.
And Paolo.
Ooh.
And Paolo.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fun. It's going to be a great game, actually.
You'll literally have a Magic shirt on it.
Nah, I will have a half Grizz, half Magic shirt, bro. You know, like, I got kids on both teams, bro. I got to support. Dude, I got clients on both teams. So I can't have too much allegiance. I got my boy Jai on the Grizzlies, and I got Paolo on the Magic. So I got clients on both squads. I can't show any favoritism. All right? So it just is what it is. Don't forget, Paolo lifts client and Jai lifts client.
You should do what the homie Macklin, Cottrell Macklin, did and go down there and take over the Orlando fan base.
That's right.
Become their super fan. Get you an outfit off of Amazon.
I should. I have two clients on Orlando, Wendell Carter. So I maybe do need to have a little bit more of the Magic logo showing than the Grizz. But we'll again, we'll update you.
Just be careful. I don't think Mike's going to appreciate it too much when you say, I have these clients.
Oh, I worked hard. Saturday, October 26th, 7 p.m. Can we count on you being there?
Well, that's a good one.
I mean, it's the home opener versus the Orlando Magic.
Again, I'm kind of still in football mode there.
Okay, so we
not sure if I'll be at the season. I will be at Grizz game.
December.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to commit right now to the being at the season opener. No, I will not.
When's your Bears
game? This is your two teams. Your two teams. I got one team.
Your Bears game in person is when? Around that time, right?
It's in October.
Yeah, so you might.
Seventh, eighth.
Okay, that's just a lot for you for 1 month. So we'll try to punt.
It's true.
We'll try.
NFL tickets cost money.
That's right. So we'll punt. Maybe try to get something in December. 9 national televised games, as we talked about. Lakers on ESPN. Warriors on ESPN.
You're talking about going as a fan, right? That's separate from.
I don't usually attend games as anything other than that in 2024. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, making sure that's what you meant.
Yeah.
I can barely get to one without taking CJ now. You can't do it as a work thing.
Yes. So, yeah, Lakers on ESPN, Warriors on ESPN, Timberwolves on TNT, which is the MLK game, Rockets TNT, Bucks ESPN, Suns TNT, Mavs ESPN, Pelicans ESPN, and then Minnesota on TNT. So that's your national televised games. Pretty good ones, right, for the most part. And a good balance there, home and road. So those are the big ones. We already know about the NBA Cup, which is Golden State, Denver, New Orleans, and Dallas.
Yeah, it's a nasty group.
Tough one.
Group of death.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see on Golden State.
I mean, New Orleans is like, it all depends on Zion, you know, and we'll see with Brandon Ingram and DeJounte Murray, like how that fits.
I'm not going to slight Dallas. I'm putting them above us to start the season until I know something different.
Yeah.
You have to respect that.
It's been a tough matchup with those two, like with Dallas specifically.
Already has, exactly.
So, you know, I think that's definitely.
They're a better defensive team now than.
Because who's going to guard Luka for the Grizz? Is it going to be Vince or Mark Smart?
Mark Smart,
okay. Yeah, but he'll foul out.
And then we'll put Vince on.
Yeah, no, that's actually not a bad, tandem. I mean, is that good?
Him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I mean, you got a good chance there. But there you go. That's the Grizzly schedule. You already mentioned it. Good chance to come out of the gate very strong.
Yeah,
for the Grizzlies.
I mean, I think that's important. Again, I would caution against overconfidence because we've probably seen that too much. There's no probably to it. We've seen it too much from this team. Regular season is not going to matter at all. However, you know, finishing top four seed does have its advantages, obviously. And so, you know, an important record is important. And getting off to a good start, you know, pushing away, because I've heard Jeff bring it up a couple of times. That's why I'd use his example. But any idea you get off to a slow start, so then Taylor Jenkins and his future comes into play. I mean, this schedule early on pushes back against that. Hopefully it's going to help you build some confidence. What you don't want is a team that gets off to a hot start and starts to think, okay, we've arrived. Crown us, because we've been there, hopefully, with where these guys are age-wise now, but more importantly, what they've been through the last few seasons, last year, this, you know, having to be humbled, watching all of that, watching it all sort of, slip out of your fingers, but a lot of it based on your own decisions, a lot of it due to injury, has to be a growth moment, so hopefully we'll see that in a team that isn't going to get too cocky. Hopefully getting off to a great start against a pretty soft schedule early on.
Yes.
I just think it's the story yesterday was the fact that the NBA is telling you, as I texted you, you got to go back out and earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had you on national television 18 times 2 years ago, 13 times last year. Even with the Josh stuff, you were still a two seed. Well, you won 27 games last year. So here's your 9 nationally televised games. The NBA moved on last year.
Right.
Teams like Minnesota, OKC, as Jeff said, stars emerged. You want to get back on this stage, and we think John Morant's one of those guys, but you're going to have to earn it. And that's where the Grizzlies are. Some took offense at the fact that, or got a little defensive at the fact that the NBA is giving you less now in terms of a national stage. I'm not. This is, frankly, you know, the bed that you've made.
Yep.
You can get out of it pretty easy if you're as good as we think you're going to be. And making, again, the right off-court decisions, but more importantly, playing, dude. That the one thing about this Memphis team's felt like the last couple of years, you just hadn't been able to get everybody out there, right? Whether it's injury or whatever else, you haven't seen the whole crew. You get everybody back, well, hell, now Steven Adams is gone, right? Oh, now Jasmine, you know, it just, hopefully you can get it all out there and for an extended period of time. That's my hope.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's
all of our hopes. What am I talking about?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's the breakdown.
We're due for that. I mean, most teams get that at some point.
Yeah, like I assume Minnesota probably got a ton of national television games. I don't know that for, but I assume.
Well, OKC as well, because
OKC,
you know, they feel like what you were a couple of years ago when you had that chance to sort of come back as a one or a two. And, you know, again, it was a team that thought it had arrived. We've learned our lessons. We poked a bear. You know, you can go off and figure out Dylan Brooks can't be here anymore. Like, you've learned a lot. You've gone through it. Certainly was a humbling last year. You've learned a lot. You've gone through a lot. Now it's time to apply it. It's time to apply what you've learned.
Yes, exactly. So, look.
Like you did, you know, White Station.
Yeah.
You applied everything you learned.
Right? Everything I learned, I took with me, and it continues to serve me to this day.
You can make things happen with the snap of your fingers. You've signed two Orlando Magic players. You've got Kyler Murray now on speed dial.
Yep.
I mean, the man went from the pools of what apartment?
Greenbrook.
Of Greenbrook. To look at him now.
Look at me now. The facts, man. You said it better than I could ever say it.
Your mama raised a hell of a son.
Now, I can't make miracles happen all the time, okay? But where I can help, I do try. As I try to explain to everybody when the schedule release came out that, you know, there are going to be 41 games at the house and there are going to be 41 games on the road. I try to help people understand that.
Every year you do this.
Yeah.
You educate us.
Now,
thank you.
I guess, you know, like, you know, Jeff was saying that people really plan their lives around the NBA schedule.
He puts more. He thinks more highly of it than you do.
Okay,
and you're
like,
going to fault him for that?
Like, no, I mean, like,
wrong?
We know, like, okay.
It's an exciting day for him.
We
That's
know.
That's what he said.
Late October, okay, late April, mid-April, all right, and you're going to have, like, Tuesday and Saturday and maybe, like, a back-to-back in there, you know, like, you have a general idea.
He was going
idea.
Through the Fridays and the Saturdays and like, the Tuesdays and the Mondays.
Right. Like, I mean, it's like. Yeah, we'll know exactly the date, but, you know, like, we have a general idea without seeing the schedule what it's going to look like. I mean, so this whole, like, waiting around for Santa Claus to come down the chimney on this schedule is just dumb to me. Like, and by the way, it's not just NBA. Like, it's the same way for me with any schedule release. Like
oh, no.
It is. You like the
NFL schedule release? I mean, they've overdone it now and gotten corny with it, but it's real. Like, you look for your day. It's
fewer games.
What are we talking about here?
Exactly.
It's not even comparable.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, that's a huge part of it, too.
I mean, they're giving you 80-something games, and your eyes start to...
Oh, well, on December 16th at 6:30, I know I can be here, and then, bro, I don't know what I'm doing next week.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not an emotional thing.
I think.
But you're not.
I think Jeff needs to grow up.
I don't like
up.
This. Y'all pushing
no,
back at each
needs,
other.
No,
about
I think
this
he needs. No, we're
going
to fire some shots. I think he needs to grow the hell up.
Y'all need to talk this out.
82 games, bro.
Amongst yourselves.
82 of them things. All right. Where you going to skip? 82 nights. I know exactly where I'm going to be. I mean, that's crazy, man. He needs to get real. Join us in reality. Nah, but the schedule is out, and it looks pretty, manageable for the first 20 or so. And so, look, you get to start ahead of the chain, so to speak, ahead of the sticks. And that's a great thing. And especially in the Western Conference where there's going to be a lot of these teams on the fringe or coming for you or even ahead of you. You start 14-6, 13-7, something along those lines, you know, you're in a good spot. You're in a really good spot. And I think they'll probably be, 14-6 feels right to me. With a chance like a 15-5, you know, that's kind of where I'd put it. I'd say minimum 13, tell me everybody's healthy. Minimum 13, max probably 15. You know, I think you're within that range.
Mm-hmm.
I think it worked out pretty perfectly. And then they'll play the games. We'll go from there. Anthony Sangin going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about his thoughts on the schedule, TV games, Josh shoes, lots more to come. Jason and John, how are you trying to fam ESPN?
Football is coming. It's time to get in on the action early with FanDuel Sportsbook. What are your NFL future bets? Put them in now. Because you've got a lot of developments that could affect them and could affect you positively. You take some of these bets early. At FanDuel, you've got tons of different player props as well, passing yards, TDs, rush, and receiving totals, all that. Also, great team markets like to make the playoffs, win the division, Super Bowl matchups, if you're ready to pick that, and you can parlay together different picks for an even bigger payout, turn a couple bucks into a tank of gas. Plus, right now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to bet the NFL season than on FanDuel, America's number one sports book and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up today. You'll get $100 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-drawable. Bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. Tribal chief of British Twitter, independent journalist, and founder of Asylum Media Group, father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow him on X at Sane Asylum. Also does a great job now, hosting along with Kevin Cerrito, 901 Wrestling. There's news there as well. Just been to a show. Know y'all had a back-to-school show.
Yep.
Or is that coming up, the back-to-school?
Back-to-school came, it was last Saturday.
That's what I thought, last Saturday. But then one more. And I say one more in this location, right? Because we saw the news that Black Lodge is closing down.
Yeah, we got a big show coming tomorrow, man. You won't want to miss this one. It's crazy, the irony of it, because this is actually the anniversary weekend, the three-year anniversary of when we started in Black Lodge.
Like
this
It's been 3 years.
This would have been the third year. This will be the third-year anniversary, but Black Lodge, as you know, is sadly leaving. Just a real hidden gem in the city of Memphis. It probably should not have been this hidden, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It was great facility for that served a lot of purposes. A lot of people in that community enjoyed that building while it's been here. But we're going to close it out in a major way. This Saturday is going to be a great one. Come check it out at Black Lodge. Go to 901wrestling.com. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. It's going to be an incredible show.
Real quick, y'all hurt Kantar last time out? Because I know he'd participate on that Kantar match.
Now he's in emergency room.
Now he's in the hospital.
Hey, I don't know, man.
I'm not going to play about it because seriously, we're hoping he's okay, but I didn't know if those two were related.
You know, there's a risk of getting into the ring, man, which is why I pick up the microphone. I don't
Because you are big enough, and
yeah,
I wondered if you'd
have the size to get in the ring, but no, that's not. I don't play those type of games at all. They know.
hold on. So Cerrito has gotten into back and forths, I think, in some cases with the wrestlers. It's in your contract. Don't play with me.
I don't play like that. And they already know what's up. See, Cerrito. You know how the horror movies go. You watch the horror movies. Hey, Becky, what's that? Like, did they want to get killed?
Yes. You're not gonna play.
Yeah,
like
did
that.
I stab them guys' faces, man? Those guys are professional wrestlers, bro. I don't engage in them dudes like that, man. You know what I mean?
I think I would be the same way. I just don't know if I would have the leverage to get into my contract.
I'm part of the show, but I'm not that type of part of the show. That definitely isn't my contract, though. I'm not gonna go.
I
there.
Like that.
I don't play with these dudes like that, bro. Because like Cerrito don't know, like when a guy like Chris Evans says he's from part of his interest is from the part of town that you don't go to. That's also a dude that you're not going to sit up there and play with. If he says he's from the part of town that you don't go to.
Right.
Cerrito knows he don't go to that part of town. And somebody who's probably been to that part of town, I've never seen Chris Evans at home. I don't know where he lives, but I've probably been to that part of town he's talking about. But I know better than to play with the dude who says he's from that part of town. So that's where me and Kevin Cerrito are different.
But let me ask you this, because it feels like maybe there's a little bias here, but it just feels like so much in Memphis is like closing or like moving and I'm trying.
It's not exclusive to Memphis though.
I was gonna, like it's like
you sound like your guy. You sound like your guy Nine Jeff with all that type of stuff. Like, we got to kill all that doom.
It is business, right? And businesses come and go.
Yeah.
So, but it's kind of hard when you take like the rest of like what we are dealing with, and it's kind of hard not to allow that to seep in.
Yeah.
But just what's your view of the transition, it feels like, in Memphis?
A gallon of milk is like $4.50. Like, it's extremely expensive to do anything these days. And stuff like entertainment dollars are suffering. I've talked to restaurant owners across the city that I'm friends with, and they're all like, man, like, inflation is killing everybody. Like, it's hard to find entertainment money for entertainment dollars. And Memphis is not a rich city, man. We're one of the poorest cities in America. And we're all just struggling to just do basic stuff. And people do what they want. Like, I don't make a lot of money, but I work a lot of jobs and got a lot of streams of income so I can do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I like to go out to eat. Going out to eat is therapeutic to me. So I'll go out and spend. I would do what I have to do to keep up that lifestyle. And do things that I enjoy. Other people prioritize their money in other places and other things. It's just tough. It's tough on everybody, man. And to stay open, you got to have an awesome product. You got to market. You have to put money into marketing your stuff. And a lot of people are just kind of suffering right now. But it'll come back around, man. But something has to give, because this inflation is just crazy, bro. Like the fact that I can go to the difference between fast food restaurant prices and regular restaurant, like sit down restaurant. It's not much of a gap there at all, bro. Like, I went out to eat the other day. I went to Perkins, right, because I'm a big fan of Perkins pancakes. And they had a thing where you could get their Magnificent 7 basically $7 now. And it ain't been that price in probably 20 years. But a soda is like $4. You know what I mean?
That's what they get you.
You know what I mean? So it's like the price of inflation for everything is insane, bro. So, like, the prices we're spending for stuff, when you think about how much you're paying for what you're getting, the food qualities are getting worse, and the prices are going up, the service is bad. We're just in a rough place, man, where it's like people are just saying, okay, I just choose not to spend money on it. Like, I'll just go buy a bottle of liquor, and I'll drink it at the house with my wife, and I'll have a good time.
What kind of liquor are y'all getting over there?
What you mean?
You said get a bottle of liquor.
Tell me, if I buy liquor?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a vodka guy. I do tequila every now and again.
Little Tito's?
Yeah, I'm a, F-boy Tito's drinker, so, That's basically, I live up
to
the brand.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, I'm a Tito's drinker.
Yeah. Have you had Terramana?
I think I have. I probably had it at a bar or something.
Yeah.
Because whenever I go to a bar, I just say, give me whatever, and I get whatever. So
That's the rocks. And you're supposed to drink it straight.
Come on, that big old ice cube to be in there with her?
I guess you can. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. Like that before, but yeah. Yeah, I ain't really a heavy drinker. Y'all know my.
I've never seen you like.
Yeah, y'all know my
lit up like a Christmas tree.
Now I do drink. When I drink to get on that level. But y'all know my vice of choice is not alcohol. But yeah.
Yes.
Y'all know what's up.
Was it a blip on your radar at all? The fact that the Grizzlies are doing training camp in Nashville.
No. And people are
making too big a deal.
It ain't the first time in Nashville. It ain't the first time out of town. They're literally FedEx Forum is under construction right now. Like I put on Twitter we're one of the few teams in NBA left that doesn't have two full court practice courts. It's like one and a half inside their training facility. So all those things they're doing are under construction. So I get it. And they're down there for like 3 days and they're back. So they've done it before. They went to San Jose one time, and you know, we're still here. You know what I mean? So I don't get it, man. And like I said, I'll entertain conversations with people from other markets who have stuff to say about Memphis. I'm not arguing with people in Memphis about the Grizzlies. Either you rock with them or you don't, man. Like, I don't have time to – I'm not explaining how good the Grizzlies could and will be to people who are here. So, and if you think they're leaving, I mean, go with them, I guess. I don't know, man. Those kind of conversations are
We
just,
don't think they'll be here forever, though, do we?
I mean, why would they not?
Because your valuation's higher if you move to a bigger market. We just look at the Rams. I mean, just use the NFL example of what they were in St. Louis and what they are now.
What was the last team that's moved from one city to another? And has it happened at all?
It's been a minute. What?
Under Adam Silver.
Well, because New Orleans got a team of their own, right? Moved to Charlotte, but then New Orleans got their own team, right? Isn't that the way it worked?
I don't know. And I don't think the league
moved to New Orleans, and then the Charlotte Katrina. Got another team.
Okay, that's what it was.
The Hornets moved to New Orleans, and then
Katrina hit, and then they played in Oklahoma City. Is that what happened?
His point on last move, I think maybe it's Charlotte going to New Orleans. I think that's
Adam Silver,
the way it went.
Adam Silver is clearly talking about expanding the league. He's not talking about moving teams anywhere. I think he understands how those type of things can really demolish cities. You know what I mean? And I think that if the Grizzlies ownership were gung-ho about moving, they had plenty of opportunities to move this team.
Oh, yeah. Last team.
Sonics went to
the ripple effect. Okay. Katrina hit New Orleans. Mm-hmm. The Hornets had to move for that season.
Right.
So they go to Oklahoma City. NBA sees how supportive Oklahoma City was, is. Yep. They take Seattle. New Orleans goes back.
So Seattle to OKC.
That was 25 years ago.
That was KD.
But it's like if Seattle can lose a team.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was like 20-something
years. It was 2008.
Yeah, I have no worries about
his,
that at all.
The beginning of his career, I think.
Yeah, it was like it was after his rookie year, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't concerned with it. But no.
I know, I'm not concerned about it either. I just don't, the idea that they'd be here forever just because they love us. They better get what they want.
I mean, that's what all I could say.
Well, we got them.
If they get everything they want, then yeah. We'll see. I'll be interested to see what the new lease looks like, too. Like, what's the language of the lease? How long does it go?
25 years.
25 years, you know, are there going to be any triggers? Are there going to be any kind of, like, you know, I mean, that's the kind of things that you'll obviously be looking for.
Yeah.
I think you're both right. Yeah. I think there's... You know,
it's not something I'm concerned about. Yeah.
I think it's fine to not believe they'll be here forever because like there's stuff that has to come with that, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also no real reason for them to move as of right now. You know,
and to your question, having a 3-day training camp in Nashville means absolutely nothing. So
started the show with their moving to Nashville.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I deal with that.
We're in a Woe Is Me city, and we entertain a lot of Woe Is Me conversation and. I don't have time.
I have to deal with it.
Sorry.
We squashed it.
I'm good on all that.
If y'all
are that afraid of Memphis, man, take y'all ass where you feel safe. Like that's what I advise anybody under the sound of my voice. Like if you're that terrified of Memphis, just leave. Like we'll be fine. And I promise you, we'll be fine without whoever feels like they need to leave. And I hear so many people talk about, leaving Memphis since I left this and that. And it's like, I see some people that are like constantly moving over and over and over again. Like, man, maybe it might be you. Maybe it might not be the city that you left. And if you want to go leave. I mean, that's what you want to do. But like, I don't have time for it. Like I just said, I'll have conversations with people outside of the Memphis market about whatever you want to have it about. I'm not going to try to convince people in Memphis to care. I mean, or to, you know, anyway, one way or another about Memphis. So.
Yeah, I do think people tend to believe they can, you know, outrun their issues in a different place. And usually what ends up happening, not always, but a lot of times, is that those problems just follow you, right? Like, it wasn't the city, it wasn't your environment, it was really just, you know, your situation, you know, it was your life, you know, and your life comes with you wherever you go. You know, I mean, that doesn't apply to every situation, you know. Some people may move and have a, you know, great experience. But a lot of times I think you're going to end up finding that, it wasn't Memphis, actually.
Yeah.
it was what I was doing.
And I saw you had an article where you wrote about players leaving. And, like, some guy was coming, like, did everything about the city, like, anything that involves, like, the words Memphis and moving.
No doubt.
Whether it's moving companies in Memphis or whatever it is. Like, somebody's going to say something crazy, like,
yep.
oh, they need to just stay in Nashville after they have camp, or oh, everybody needs to leave Memphis. And it's like, I'm like, bro, if you were here and yep. you left, why do you care? Like, why do you if you have a better life here? It's just like how would you look if you broke up with a girl and you went up and you got this better lady and you're married, but you're still going on your ex-girlfriend's page
yep.
and just saying stuff about how much better your life is with this new person? You would look like a maniac, bro. Like yep. so, like who cares? Like if you left Memphis and your life is great, like that's good for you, man. But like I don't understand people who feel like they have to just try to constantly say stuff about a place that they're not there anymore. So
yeah, like I got an email. I don't get emails a lot, but I got an email from a guy named Adam White. Who said, I have insider information. This is from that story that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I have insider information that will blow the high school shooty hoop story wide open. People don't like getting shot just for attending sports ball or going outside. I didn't respond to this guy because I know exactly. That was a bad faith. I don't know what he's trying to get out of me.
People are idiots, bro.
But, like, you know, and I'll just say this. The stories that do very well, for the Daily Memphian, for example, I can only speak to them, right? Mm-hmm. Are the ones where a business closes or moves or, mm-hmm. Like this story of Memphis, which the Memphis high school basketball players leaving the city has absolutely nothing to do with the demographics or the poverty or anything, right? It's actually spelled out, but people see the headline.
Mm-hmm.
A certain person sees the headline, and it's like a whistle.
Right.
And it's like, oh, what about crime? What about, bro, it has nothing to do with that. And so I don't know what the psychological explanation to that is. Is it rooted in racism? Is it rooted in, like, whatever the case may be? But there are people that, it's like raw meat.
Yeah.
When you start talking about Memphis, and it's like I don't even know if these people live here, right? They may not even live here.
Miserable people, bro. In the world, man, like, I've kind of changed the way I look at stuff. A little, because I'm not going to say that racism doesn't exist, but it definitely exists. I mean, that's something that's real. But it all comes down to there are good people and there are bad people, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And there could be people who aren't particularly racist, but they're horrible people, bro. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
And I'm throwing y'all in the same pile. I'm not separating y'all no more. You're either a good person or you're a bad person, bro. And there are some people that are just miserable, awful people in the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just their whole existence, man. Like I was on Twitter the other day, and you know, they're dropping the Ja 2s, right? And they're dropping more and more pictures, more detailed pictures, actual pictures of the shoes, right? And people are like, oh, they look like Kobe's, oh, they look like Kyrie's, all right. Everybody's like, oh, like Nike has no innovation. They just keep making it, you know. I'm like, all right. So I had a tweet and I said, yes, they do look like Kobe's and they look like Kyrie's, but they look that way because these are what these guys wore before they were wearing signature shoes. And Nike is basically making their signature shoe a hybrid of what they used to wear. Like, that's him, Devin Booker, all these young guys that are getting shoes. Their shoes are basically what they were wearing before they got signature deals. And this guy comes back and he's like, oh, that's what they're telling you? Like, Nike's, like, telling me to say that. I'm like, no, dude, you read simple articles and you just have common sense. Like it's like we just live in this society where everybody's just super combative. Everybody just wants to argue, just these stupid points about nothing. And it's like, man, your life really has to be trash for that to be the stuff that you're driven by, man. And it's just like I don't have time for it. I'm in such a place of peace, man. Like people can't pay me for my peace to be manipulated at all. So we just live in weird times, man, where people just. I don't know. I don't know what the solution to it is either, but we just live in a sick, upside-down world where a guy would take the time out of his day to send you an email about, like, shut up, man. Like, what? And I remember when I was, getting, like, snail mail letters for stuff before, and I'm like, man, what in the world is wrong with y'all? But anyway, bro.
Keep that peace, brother. It's a good place
to be. I'm not going, man. Like, if I have one weird interaction on Twitter, you're getting your ass blocked. Like, there's just... I'm not even negotiating it. Like, it's all right, bro.
Whatever.
It's been real. Like, I'm not giving you that type of access to just say.
Like Memphis is rooted against. I do. I mean, it's just odd. It's just like, I don't know why that is. Like, I mean, Memphis, you know, has never been one of those cities that, mm-hmm. you know, like everything we've ever had has been hard earned every step of the way.
Yeah.
And we've had to overcome countless tragedies, right? Countless mm-hmm. problems in our society.
Right.
And it's just like, why is Memphis the place that people like that are rooting against. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it that I for the life of me, I'll never be able to understand. Like, this is such a, to me, easy place to want success for.
Right.
We've never had it for long periods of time. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it's like. I've only ever lived here, right? But I don't think they do this in Dallas or Atlanta or, you know what I'm saying, Orlando or, you know what I'm saying? Is it exclusive to Memphis? Like, what and why? I know I'm trying to fix the world's problems here, but.
Right, and you're not going to do it here today in this conference.
Yeah, we can't, bro. We can't.
We can't do it.
But let me change the mood, man. Let me give away some tickets to 9-1 Wrestling Saturday. If y'all,
I didn't realize we were gonna get that.
If you gentlemen don't mind,
that's a blessing.
Yeah, we're giving away two tickets. Okay, are y'all phone lines rolling? We rolling?
I believe we are rolling.
All right,
just take the first caller.
Yeah, first caller 901-445-0929. Brad, if you would just take their information, shoot it over to me. We'll get those. Make sure you get their email, and we'll get their phone number and their email. We'll get two tickets out to 901 Wrestling. That's tomorrow night at the Black Lodge. Come for the final show at the Black Lodge. It's going to be safe. You can have a great time. Come out and have fun with us at the Black Lodge. 901 Wrestling, man, the final show at the Black Lodge. You need to be there because we do have information on things to come with 901 Wrestling. So make sure you guys come check that out for sure.
You mentioned these jaw twos. They look sleeker.
Yeah.
Are people saying that that's they look like Kobe's?
They look like Kobe's. Like, it's undeniable they look like Kobe's, but they look clean to me. Like, I like them. I like the way that shoe looks better than the Ja 1 looks.
When is the first drop?
I think it's October the 2nd or something like that.
And how many colorways did he have a 1 in the teens?
No, it was in the 30s, I think. The colorways of that Ja 1 went up to like 20, because I had 11 pair myself, and I let a lot of them slide.
You have 11 pair of Ja 1s?
Yeah, I had 11 pair of Ja 1s. I'm giving them away.
Well, I didn't know you had gone crazy like that.
I was all in on the Ja 1, but I like the Ja 2 better. I ain't going to lie. Because when they first started dropping pictures, I was like, okay, I got to see like something of the like about to drop shoe coming from Nike. And now that I'm seeing those come out, I was like, yeah, that shoe is clean. Like, it's clean for real. Because that Christmas joint with the Christmas ornament on that joint. Yeah, they stepping it up this year. And I like how that side panel, they're doing different looks depending on what they want to do. But the one that I really want to see, the color that we've seen, but we haven't seen the official pictures, is that Murray State Hall of Fame joint. I don't know if that's a Ja exclusive. Probably is. I want to see what those look like, you know, in an official picture or whatever.
I appreciated Bane doing that school drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we United Way of the Mid-South, we partnered with that Shelby County School thing. I was out of town when that happened, though, so I wasn't a part of it. But, yeah, I wish I could have been there for that. Dez is just one of those dudes who kind of gets it, though. Like, he gets a lot as far as giving back, because I've seen him do some other things that didn't really get much attention, but he's kind of about that giving back to the kids' life for sure.
I feel like I slick think he's going to have the monster year.
Oh, yeah.
We're all talking about Ja and how Edie's going to be a fit, and Gigi Jackson, his emergence, Vince.
Oh, Bane might go crazy, did you?
But Bane's the one that you've constantly seen a level up from every time out.
If he's healthy,
it's been a consistent jump up every year for him.
Yeah, he's a guy who can definitely benefit from Zach Edey being on his roster for sure. Because if Edey and Ja are demanding that type of attention in a two-man game, guys like Bane are going to eat for real in that type of thing. And I think that with these new assistant coaches they have and a lot of new philosophy they're trying to add in, a guy like Bane who can dribble, pass, and shoot, like, you know, not many guys in the league, I think it's definitely going to help him out, for sure.
Yeah, it should be a fun year, man.
Oh, yeah, it's going down, bro. You better smash it over on that 47 wins or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. Is that what it is, 47?
Yeah.
It's just the health. That's the only thing that would derail to me. Like,
I think we're one of the most talented teams in the league, period, bro. Like,
you don't feel disrespected by 9 national television games, do you?
No, it is what it is, bro.
That's where you are now.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? And I think that if after the year, I think we're going to have this year, it'll be different. And I heard somebody say this one time. Can't remember who it was, but when it comes down to national TV games, all the playoff games are on national television. Get there, man.
Right.
Just get there. You know what I mean? Every one of them is going to be on national television. So just get there, and that's what really matters. I'm not the guy who goes game by game and tries to break down the schedule or cares about road stretches or back-to-back. I don't care about none of that, because if you're a good team, man, just go be good. Like, and you'll win the games you're supposed to win. You'll lose the games you're supposed to lose, and everything will work out. I don't really get into the whole the league is against us stuff, and I don't have time for none of that, man. Like, we're a very good team. Overcome it. Go be great. I think they're going to be a 50-plus win team this year for sure. I think the dopest thing about the schedule is that we do seem to be the real featured game of MLK Day. Like, that
Minnesota.
Us versus Minnesota is crazy. Like, we've had some good games come through, and we've
like
had
Golden
some okay
State
games. Yeah, but we were bad, and Golden State was, you know, a fringe playoff team last year. Like, this is good. This could be 1-2 on MLK game, on MLK Day out of the West. It could be 1-2 for real. And it could
signature shoe versus signature
shoe. Yeah, you're talking, when I say 1-2, I mean, like, the two phases of the league,
mm-hmm,
two best teams in the West, the two hottest
teams. Okay, Seawell said something, but I'm with you, though.
But I'm just saying, it could very well be, you know, 1-2, like, straight across the board. Because I think a team like us, I think we're really going to come out and just try to – I think we're going to take the regular season series. I think they want to be as good as possible in the regular season. I don't think they're going to be loafing at all in the regular season. I think they're really trying to be top of the West. So, you know, John versus Ant. And I think just for the next – what are you looking at, the next decade? These two dudes could be, you know, those two guys. So, yeah, man. I think the way they did the MLK game, I love the mid-afternoon games. I heard y'all talking about y'all get to get off an hour early for that. I love those mid-afternoon MLK games. It's just something about it, man. It just feels so, I don't know, it just feels so important when we have those games.
Yeah, special.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Unique.
Yeah, and having that middle of the afternoon game, it just seems like a big deal to me, so I'm down for all of it.
The coolest thing that I saw on the schedule was Durant playing back at Texas. They're mm-hmm playing a game at the University of Texas.
Oh, okay.
It'll be the Sun Spurs.
Is at regular season again?
Yeah, February 20th, I think. And it's going to be on the campus at the University of Texas.
Why don't they do more of that with the in-season tournament games?
They really should get creative.
They should put those in, just kind of testing markets. Just
yeah, like okay. I do that joint outdoors at Mount Moriah.
Yeah, just do like, not, you know what I'm saying? We joking, but I'm just saying they should do.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, the arenas want their money. The NBA arenas want those extra revenue games as well. But it just seems like the league should kind of, not just the championship in Vegas, but just kind of put those in kind of.
Well, it would make it feel different, which is the goal, yeah, right? Like, the goal is to make that entire run-up feel separate, yeah, of the regular season. So if you had it at different venues, the court was outrageous. I mean, the courts mostly looked terrible, but they were still in the same venues.
Yeah.
So they didn't really feel different. So if you really want to make them feel different, have alternate sites, you know, at these places. Now, I mean, in Memphis, that'd be tough because we don't really have anywhere else that
I would do even, like, experimental rules. Not wild stuff like five-point shots or something, but just stuff they're kind of thinking about doing anyway. Just kind of use those games to kind of tinker with some of that stuff.
Man. No doubt. I mean, make it feel different.
Like,
I mean,
eliminating the offensive fouls. Like, let's take that off the table. Like, just trying different stuff that actually has been on the table to see how it could work. But I'm down for it. Like, I'm not the person who's like this purist who thinks that the in-season tournament is stupid. I like it. I mean, it made Tyrese Halliburton a thing. So he probably did it to be on the Olympic team. So,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I mean, I'm joking when I say that. But I like it. I don't dislike the in-season
tournament. Noah Lyles says it's stupid. He said all y'all stupid.
Man.
NBA y'all all stupid.
We'll see Noah Lyles.
You're not world
three
champions.
Years, we'll see him and win. we will, that guy's name won't be relevant. For
you don't sound like
years.
A Noah Lyles fan.
Hey, he's an American track. You know what, bro? And I talked about this on my
I said I want to love him, but he makes it hard
you
for
know
me
what?
To do
which
so.
Is crazy. How hard is it to be a disliked 100-meter
very hard
dash guy, American
agreed,
guy?
Agreed.
When you think about the guys who came through, like, that we grew up
Carl
on,
and them.
Like, Carl Lewis, you know, Michael Johnson, all these type of dudes. Like,
beloved.
These guys were, like, super beloved. Like, bro, you know how hard it is to be disliked as an American track and field star?
Very
like,
hard.
Like, bro, that's nuts. It's nuts that he's put himself in that position. And I understand marketing, but it's like, bro, and you got two guys that are Team Adidas guys that are like, screw that dude.
Yeah.
You got, like how did you?
I don't know, man.
Like, bro,
I,
it seems
I can't
like,
figure him out.
It seems like if I'm Noah Lyles, I'm going to Adidas and I'm like, hey, put me with Tyreek Hill and Anthony Edwards as much as you can, like two fellow Adidas guys.
Yes.
I know Tyreek Hill used to be Adidas. I don't know if he still is or not. But I'm like, put me as much marketing as you can with those two dudes. And you're like being countered to them. I know Adidas is like, dude, when is your contract over? Like, because he's being extremely goofy.
Petty.
And I can't see anything he's doing being really beneficial. Because, bro, like, imagine a guy who won the 100-meter dash, right? He won that. And then you also finished third place in the 200-meter, and the only reason why you did that is because you had COVID. Bro, we should have been looking at you like as a hero, like, oh, man, it really sucks, but that dude still pushed and was the third fastest person in the world in the 200 with COVID. we're out there laughing like, yeah, man, hope you choke on it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hope you choke on your COVID mask. Like, we're like, that's the stuff that people are saying. Like, bro, you should, that should not be, that should not be the response to you at all. Like, well, I don't get him.
And he pulled a little bit of a Paul Pierce with the whole wheelchair thing and all that, man, because he had just been jumping around.
Yeah, man, it's like, I don't.
And went to the party, like, right after that.
I don't know. It's so crazy.
It hurt.
It is crazy. Like, it's like, there are people there who are like, oh, man, we are all Tyrese Halliburton right now. Like, people are saying, like, it's so dope that he gets to travel with the team and have fun and get out of a car full of women and party and all these type of things and enjoy the Olympic experience. Like, we're getting behind Tyrese Halliburton, who did absolutely nothing in the Olympics. I don't even know if he played at all. But a guy like...
He says he's fine with it.
This guy, Noah Lyles, who is the fastest man in the world, and you're vilified. Like, bro, we didn't even hate Usain Bolt. Like, Usain Bolt was the banker. We loved Usain Bolt.
And he was beating
us. And you're winning, and we're like, all right, man, like, whatever. We'll see you in 4 years.
Yeah, he screwed this up.
Like, he really, I don't know how he thinks. Yeah, I don't know how him or his agent, either his agent is terrible or his agent is pulling his hair out. It's one of the two things. It's no way in the world he's doing the things he's doing, and his agent's okay with it, especially when he's in conflict with fellow Adidas athletes. That's just nuts. And maybe it's fake. Maybe all this is some kind of weird marketing they're doing. But it's just goofy. I don't understand it at all.
Let me ask you something real quick. This is just a fake scenario. If Nashville Ensworth said, we want your son to come up here and play football. He's a five-star, going to help him get looks, whatever. Not that you wouldn't get looks here. But we're gonna take care of that tuition. And we're going to make it worth y'all's while to move up here.
There's a prep school in Nashville?
To Nashville. Nashville Ensworth is actually where the Grizzlies are doing their training camp. But it's one of the private schools that battles the MUSs and the CBHS. Yeah. It's just one, a big one up there in Nashville. Would you consider, if they made it worth your while and whatever that looks like for you, would you consider moving up there and relocating to let Gabe play
the relocating
his last season at Ensworth?
Well, Gabe don't live with me at all.
Or any school like that.
Gabe don't live with me. It'll be him and his mom moving up there. His sister was going to school in Murfreesboro, so, you know.
You've had the back and forth.
Yeah, we've done that road trip to go see her or whatever.
If somebody tried to move Gabe out of town, whether it's in this case I'm talking football, but we've been talking this prep school thing and the guys leaving and everything else, if there's an opportunity up there that you feel like's better,
yeah,
you
know,
whether
gone.
It's you or Stephanie.
I tell women, even in dating, I live where my son lives, so, you know, just be prepared for that. So, I go wherever he goes. I wasn't lying when I said this. So I'd be a Nash villain out here, man, I guess.
I hope CBHS and others heard
hey,
that.
Hey, CBHS, St. George's.
I hope y'all heard that.
Where Coach D is, St. George's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, come get my boy, Coach D.
They're coming. St. George's is coming.
Come get them, man.
They coming for everybody.
He had his first scrimmage supposed to be yesterday, but they canceled because of the heat advisory. So,
got you.
Somebody's head got saved.
Are you getting out to the FBSJC this weekend?
Somebody's chest cavity got protected.
It got protected yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you getting out to the FBSJC on Sunday?
Well, I ain't going to lie. That's my type of stuff. Like, I go to that. Like, but it be hot as... No, bro, I can't do it.
Oh, get out. Insane likes to wear black.
I got a VIP function at that joint I'm going to Sunday. I'll tell you about that out there.
Got you.
You know, I got invited to a real VIP shindig.
Okay.
Out there, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I'll be out there. You know, I just be getting invited and stuff, bro. Like, I come in here and I troll Tiger football and then be sitting on the 50-yard line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.